Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown on Eonto, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOutSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Very sad story today about a child pornography arrest.
We had an unfortunate first here, David. Otsego County's first internet-associated child pornography arrest. A home in Springfield Center up on Route 20 was raided last Friday by the Department of Homeland Security and state police. The agents arrested Justin Hobby, 41. For the past 13 years, he's been a health and phys ed teacher at Cooperstown Central School. He was charged with receiving and distributing child pornography. He's in custody in Syracuse, pending a detention hearing next Wednesday. He faces 5 to 20 years in jail and a lifetime of supervision. It's a shock, of course, because he's been a teacher and therefore well-known locally, but also because he's married and has two young children. Plus, the accusatory affidavit filed with the court is a shocker, detailing acts with girls from age 12 to as young as 3. Also, it's a first. I'm talking about the internet piece, and we're learning about it in a hurry. Our superintendent of schools, Bill Crankshaw, he was a teacher and administrator in Montgomery County, so some listeners will remember him from there. I brought in a number of experts to a community forum last night at the high school. We led the paper this week with the story and posted a report on the forum on AllOutSego.com. Beth Coombe, who prosecuted the case for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Albany, was there, although she was limited in what she could say, since the investigation is ongoing. The idea, it seems, is to fan out from Springfield Center to the people Hobby was communicating with. Another speaker was Wendy Feichel from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. According to Wendy, a predator's using the internet to connect with children is a very recent thing. In 2006, only 10% of such crimes involved the internet. By 2008, it was 68%, and today it's 95%. Predators make contact through programs like Kick, Fortnite, Snapchat, but it seems that any device that's connected through Wi-Fi can be hacked. Wendy told the story of an 8-year-old girl who was lured through a program that teaches young children how to draw. Her mother had kept her away from computers, but thought this was perfectly safe. But it had a chat room, and the predator hacked into it, posing as a boy about the same age. Obtaining photos of little girls can be very lucrative, and the images are immediately traded out over the internet. Here's the saddest part, David. It's just the beginning. Wendy told the crowd, it's happening in a town 10 or 15 miles from here. That person just hasn't been found yet.
We've been talking with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown on Eonto, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOutSego.com, where you can go to find this and other stories. Jim, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Super. Thank you, David.